This is Tri-States Public Radio. I'm Emily Boyer. You're listening to an interview with Kristen Diane Pollock, who is a write-in candidate running for mayor of Macomb in this spring's election. Pollock begins by telling us a little bit about herself.
I'm Kristen Diane Pollock. I'm 38 years old. I'm resident of Macomb for 3 years. I moved here around July of 2015, early part, having come from Seattle, Washington. The first thing people usually ask me is, why Macomb? Well, I'm originally from a small town. I've done my time in a major metropolitan area, so to speak. I came from Seattle. I did 8 years in Seattle. And I see some similarities to the area I grew up in Macomb, and some similarities to Seattle. I am third generation removed from the farm. I have a family background of civil service, law enforcement, military veterans, education, legal secretarial, civil service background. My ancestors were postal employees. My own background is healthcare, business, transportation. I bring into this race an outsider's view, as I've never run for political office in the realm of a city, a county, or anything like that. Now, granted, I ran student council in high school, but who hasn't tried that? I was actually president of my freshman class, junior treasurer, and I was also student council treasurer my senior year. So I started looking around in Macomb, and one of the reasons, everybody goes, well, you know, you're running, if you get elected, what's one of your primary concerns? Well, my primary concern is, number one, saving Western Illinois University. If I'm actually put in office, if I'm actually elected, one of my first order of businesses is to get an appointment with Governor Pritzker and discuss the needs of Macomb and ways to save Western Illinois and keep her here in Macomb where she belongs. It's a great institution with a 120-year history, and we do not need to lose it. The other thing I would like to save is Tri-States Public Radio. It's a wonderful service, and it's a great asset to our community. When I decided to get into this race, I decided, at first I had thought I would run as an independent. Well, then I found out that the deadline had passed for petitions. So I was trying to find out if I could still get in somehow. And I finally talked to the voter registrars, and they said, well, you can register as a write-in candidate until January 31st. So I filled out the disclosure of write-in candidacy that I was told to fill out, and I submitted it by the deadline, and here I am running.
And so you mentioned you haven't held a political office before. What made you decide to go for mayor as your first attempt?
Well, the thing is, my opponent's had 8 years in office. And what has he done? Really nothing to try to save and salvage the Macomb City. And since 2015, we've lost 7 businesses. 2 of them had been here for more than 30 years. That would be the Red Ox, that had been here for about 40, and Curlin's Hallmark, that had been here for 69. What I decided to do this is, I want to save this town. I love this town. And that's the reason I decided to do it. I'm like, you know what? We've got everybody else is doing things, and, you know, it's time to bring in some new blood.
I'm less familiar with the Red Ox situation. I do believe that Hallmark was part of a national closure that took effect.
Well, it might have been a part of national closure, but it is still affecting Macomb. Jobs were lost. Mm-hmm. People became unemployed over that.
And so what role would you play in an effort to attract and retain businesses to town?
I'm willing to go the mile. I'm willing to go to these companies, you know, to go to like places like well, Target, for example, is in Minneapolis. That's not too far from here. Go up and try to sell them on how on coming here, because Walmart is our only real department store, if you think about it. So Walmart has a monopoly. They need some competition. You know, I'm willing to go to these places. Hi, this is Macomb. We're a nice small town. We're the biggest town within 50 miles of Macomb. And we could use you. We could use your fact. We could use you here because your company and our community would get along fabulous.
And you think that's not being done now?
I know it's not being done. We hear big talk coming out of City Hall right now. Big talk is not what we need. We need action. We need somebody that's going to get things done. And our current administration, they're not doing it. I don't see the mayor trying to make appointments with the governor to go down and talk to him about how can we save Macomb? I don't hear anything from the city council about, WIU dropped a lot of their funding for tri-states. Can we step in and maybe help tri-states stay? I don't see anything other than a lot of big talk and handshaking. We don't need big talk and handshaking. We need big talk and big shovels.
Are you talking to the mayor one-on-one or with city council members one-on-one, and that's where you're getting your information from?
No, I did my own research. I figure since I've moved here in 2015, I did the math. Western Illinois has almost 3,500 students, 3,467 to be exact. The dorms are closing. So people from out of state, out of the area, if they're not renting apartments or they don't have the credit to rent apartments, they don't have the dorms to come to, they can't come here. So that's money our businesses are losing. That's tax revenue that our city's losing. Our city needs tax dollars to function. That's sales tax, you know, that's part of the taxes that we pay in the gas prices for road upkeep. Have you been out on some of the sidewalks in Macomb lately? Well, I have, and I wouldn't like children or blind people to go out there because I have a couple of blind friends, and if they didn't, you know, if they missed a step or they fell, courtesy of our sidewalks that are in serious need of repairs and leveling, you know, I made this point to the mayor a while back. I said, you got sidewalks that really seriously need repair. What happens if a child, God forbid, a child would fall and get run over by a car because their bicycle hit one of those sidewalk bumps and just tipped them over? Or a blind person didn't see that sidewalk tip and trips and falls into traffic and gets run over. We're talking some serious... We're talking families that can come back and sue the city for serious delinquency and taking care of what their property is. That's not right. It's a public safety issue, and it needs to be addressed. And I talked to the mayor's office, and the mayor's office told me at the time, this was, I want to say, a year or two ago. I want to say it was about 2.5 years ago, to be honest with you. Because I'm sitting here thinking, wait a minute, that's not right. So, yeah, it was right after I first got to Macomb. And they told me, well, we're in the process of planning, you know, how to do this. All this time has gone by. Where's the plan? Where's the action? Where's the repairs that are desperately needed? Our infrastructure is crumbling. And it's because we're not able to take care of these things. Because it's all getting put in the back of the file cabinet, swept under the rug, put under a pile of files on someone's desk. This has to stop. And we need the new businesses to come in here and contribute to not only the taxes, but the people that will go in and make the that will give the revenue for the businesses to bring in the taxes. That includes sales tax. That includes property tax. It's amazing. I sit here in 3 years and I'm going, this is wrong. But City Hall is just going to tell you whatever they want to tell you. to make you think, oh, they're working on it, when in the back of their mind, all they're working on is how do they keep their tails in their seats.
Do you serve on any volunteer committees or roles in Macomb?
Well, currently I chair my church's outreach committee. I used to chair the fundraising committee. However, I'll just put it this way, our board of directors decided that they would take the role of fundraising. I serve with WTND, which is a rival community station. And I serve on the board of directors with that, where I also happen to be the news, weather, and special events director. I have worked in various jobs in Macomb. I drove a school bus for a while. I am a certified nursing assistant. And at home, it's me, my better half, three cats. When I'm not working or working with the station, I'm trying to spend time at home with the people I love and care about. When we want to go somewhere, you know, there's not really anywhere to go to Macomb. So we go to Quincy, Springfield, Peoria. We go to places with malls just so we can have a variety of things to choose from that Macomb does not have. I mean, that's probably bad for me saying that, but that's just an example of what's going on with the city that's kind of wrong. You know, Kmart's gone, which it took the Little Caesars and the Sears Hometown store with it. And I love Sears. I think Sears is a great organization. It is an Illinois company. One of my father's aunts actually worked for Sears down in the Tallahassee area at one point. Retired with 30-some-odd years. Do I blame the internet? No, I don't blame anybody. You know, it's the fact that some places just didn't roll with the newer ways of doing things, like having your things on the internet as choices. Now, we've got some of our citizens that they want to go to the brick and mortar stores. And we've got some of our citizens, well, I just want an online shop. I really don't want to go deal with the crowd, and I don't want to deal with the hassle of cashiers or anything. Well, that's fine, but you should still have your choice of things of that caliber. When we don't have choice, there's a lot of monopoly out there. Now, I see you've got a Starbucks cup there. Okay, you went to Hy-Vee and went to the Starbucks kiosk. Hey, great. There are people that want to still go to Sullivan Taylor because it's been around for a long time. And the Study, which is a newer coffee shop, but three coffee shops. Nobody has a monopoly. Gas stations. I did the math the other night. We have around 10, 12 gas stations. I think 11 is what I actually figured up. Two Casey's, two Airco's, Hy-Vee, and, you know, a few others. That's great variety. Wonderful. We've got four places to get groceries in this town: Walmart, Hy-Vee, Aldi, and Jackson Street Market. Good. What we don't... We have five mechanics. Two of them I personally have used. And I will say that they do great work. What we don't have and what we need are things like, we don't have a home improvement store. We don't have...
You have Ace Hardware.
Well, there's a lot of people that they want like a Menards, a Lowe's, a Home Depot. Well,
and Walmart has a section.
But with those three that you've mentioned, they don't have a lot of the specialty stuff that some of the bigger stores have, like Lowe's. They don't have things like Home Depot might have, Menards might have.
So it sounds like you're running on a pro business agenda. You'd like to see more businesses here, and you think you're the person that can get them to come to
this
town.
To see more businesses here, and I'd like to save Western, too. That's my two biggest things. Okay. More businesses, save Western.
Gotcha. So what's the sales pitch to get more businesses into Macomb?
Well, what I would say that is we need to, like, for example, if I wanted to go and talk to, well, Menards is a Midwestern, so I'll use them. I think I can't recall off the top of my head where their corporate headquarters is, but if I wanted to go to like Menards, I would go and say, you know, here's a great opportunity for you. Your other stores are more than 50 miles from here, and all we've got is a hardware store is Ace. Granted, Walmart and Walmart has that, you know, a little section, and they do things like paint and ceiling fans and tools. But
are you familiar at all with, like, the different criteria that these businesses consider when they are choosing a location? You know, my understanding is population, expendable income, things like that.
Well, I'm looking into that, and each one has their own separate qualifiers for a city. Now, I'm not going to say that, you know, I know it all. I don't know it all. I know what I know is I really, in reality, know nothing. And I know that's a little philosophical, but, you know, I do know this. Everyone, there's always criteria. I met recently with someone who had been affiliated with one of our former now closed restaurants, and was told that two places had looked at one of the empty buildings over by Walmart, and they were just shy of getting the traffic that they wanted for that particular business. When I look into this, I think really hard, and I make sure that I look at the fact that what they want. Okay, can we meet this? Well, yes, no. Okay, if no, there's the problem, and the solution is, how do we meet this? How do we turn around and meet this? We have more crisis out there than, example, our housing crisis. How many houses are for sale here in this town because people are having to move because Western's layoffs, or, you know, Lord forbid, Pella or Bauer should pull up stakes and say, well, you know, Macomb's just not where we need to be anymore. We're going to shut down. We're going to move our operations. How many people is that going to put out of work and decrease our population by? Why was the city not focused on this when we had the population?
And you talk about, you know, learning about it. If elected mayor, there would be quite a bit of a learning curve there. How would you handle that situation?
Just like you do with anything else. You read, you study, you do your research, you learn, you take a look at things. Overnight, I didn't learn how to drive a school bus, okay? Overnight, I didn't learn how to drive a tractor trailer. Overnight, I didn't learn how to be a CNA or a cashier. There's always a learning curve no matter what job you have.
And you mentioned as your other priority wanting to save WIU. What is the
significant
method there in your mind?
The method that I want to do, like I said earlier, I'm going to get an appointment with the governor. I'm going to go down there, meet with him and say, WIU is part of our history and must be saved. The reason behind that is the fact that Western is one of the biggest employers in this town. Western, Pella, Bauer, as far as I understand, are the top three employers in this town. Or at least they were when I moved here.
Have you had any conversations with leaders at Western about what the problems are that they're facing?
I have. And as long with the station, we've tried to find information. we get met head on with a lot of, submit emails or submit, Freedom of Information Act form or whatever. Nobody wants to sit down and actually talk with anybody and say what's going on. People know what's going on. Here's an example. The Western faculty and staff took a no-confidence vote against the president.
They took it against the administration.
Yeah. Why wasn't the administration wiped clean? Why did the vote get thrown out? These were the faculty and staff saying, look, we don't have any confidence in you guys anymore. Go and bring someone else in that can put this university back where it was and where it needs to be. And again, when you try to talk to someone in charge, you either get, talk to this person, and then this person goes, I don't know, talk to this person. You get shifting around, and you get told, I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. I have no knowledge of this subject. Please leave my office.
So how would you circumvent that?
Well, as mayor, one of my priorities would be, as I said, saving Western. And that would mean getting together, getting appointments with the president of the university, getting appointments with the governor, getting appointments with anybody who has authority to save Western, and actually meeting and talking with them and saying, we got a problem and we got to solve it. I mean, as you know, Higgins Hall was imploded for lack of maintenance. The North Quad's being closed starting next school year, which is going to put a damper on which is going to put a decrease in the dormitory spaces that Western has to try to attract out-of-state, out-of-area, and international students. Now, I've got some experience with a few of the, not many, but I've known a few of the Western's international students. They're good people. They just want their education. You know, they come, they're here in America, they're getting their education, they're learning, and then, granted, they're going to take a skill back to their country, but still, they got a great education right here.
Mm. So you are running for city mayor, is a nonpartisan position, but is there a party that you identify with?
Actually, I will tell you that I'm a very independent, moderate-minded person. There's some things that the Republicans are, there's a few things. There's some things that the Democrats are okay, And I like to look at both sides because my grandfather, Pollock, Lord rest his soul, been gone for 31 years now, always used to say, there's one side of the story, there's the other side of the story, truth's usually in the middle. And then he also used to say, it's kind of hard to tell who the fool is when two people are fighting.
Was there anything else you wanted to mention?
Yeah.
That we did not talk about?
I want to let people know that our mayor's had 8 years. 8 years. And that's been part of Macomb slowly dying, is the fact that a lot of this stuff has happened. It's not time to let Macomb die. It's time to revive Macomb. And that's what I'm all about. Revive Macomb. Make Macomb what she used to be. Bring her back to her glory days.
When is the glory days period for Macomb?
That's a good question that I have not actually fully found out yet. But I will tell you, there used to be low unemployment, plenty of jobs. People had the housing they needed. The students were coming to Western from all over because we had the facilities. Western Illinois, great institution, really very integral part of Macomb history. And yet, just like everything else, we're on the monitor of life.
Have you heard stories? Is that what people are telling you, that Macomb used to be this way?
I've talked to many people mm-hmm. in this town, lifelong Macomb people, people that have been here, you know, not native Macomb, not native Macomb homies, like you and I are not native, obviously.
No, I'm not. I've only been here 5 years.
No, I've been here for 3. And I sit here and I look and I go and I listen to these people's stories. I just talked to a young lady about a week and a half ago. She's been here since she was in 7th grade. And even she says that Macomb is nothing like what it used to be. Macomb used to be a little bit more thriving than it is. I've talked to people who've been here for 20 years, 30, 40 years. And they say that Macomb is dying, too. These are people that are, they've had careers here, they've had families here, they've got kids, you know, they've got children that have grown up. Some of them stayed, a lot of them left. Some of them went to Western, some of them went to Spoon.
So when you're talking about the Macomb dying, I mean, how do you mix that message with also then getting businesses to hitch their wagon to a dying city?
That's the key. We're not dead yet. And if you bring more people and more businesses in here, we're going to slowly get back to Macomb's vibrant and hearty, full of lifeness that she used to have. Let's move forward. Let's get Macomb back. Let's grow again. Let's be a city again. Let's be a city that says, be who you are. Let's embrace the diversity and uniqueness of others. Let's welcome those who are different from us.
That is Kristen Diane Pollock, who is running as a write-in candidate for mayor of Macomb.